Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, the Spirit of the Lord coming upon. Skip on over. Let's see, what is that, 6? Go to the 13th chapter. Well, no. You got time for this or not? All right, let me not rush then. Judges 11. Judges 11. There's only a couple more. Judges 11 and verse 29. Judges 11, 29, then the Spirit of the Lord, what? Came upon Jephthah. And he did what? He blew a trumpet. Huh? He ran before the chariot. No. He did what? He passed over Gilead. Manasseh passed over Mizpah of Gilead. From Mizpah, he passed over to the children of Ammon. And you read it later. He gave them complete victory over their enemies. There is the Spirit of God coming upon to get you through situations. Isn't there? You should be actively believing God, for He comes on me for me to pass through and get through this to complete deliverance. And if I have to pass through something else to get to there, to get to the next and pass through that, I will. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. We stood up and confessed, you remember a few days ago, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Well, what is that? That's the hand of the Lord on me. That's the Spirit of the Lord upon me, anointing me. Skip down to the 13th chapter. Now, this is probably one of the more familiar ones. Man by the name of Samson. Remember him? Judges 13. And look down. Now, this is interesting. Look down in verse 24. The woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. Look what else happened. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The Spirit of the Lord what? Begin to move on him. Now he's a boy and a young man, and I'm sure he doesn't understand exactly what this is. But the Lord will acclimate you and teach you. I know earlier in my ministry, the Spirit of the Lord at a certain time in my life began to move on me in some ways I was unaccustomed to. And it even alarmed me at first. But He has to get you where you're not afraid and bucking Him before you'll even work with Him and yield to Him. It's sad that the moving of the Spirit is strange and foreign to so many of us, because people primarily live in this natural world, and that's all they're aware of. It's just flesh and flesh and flesh. But there is a God. There is a Holy Spirit. He's real. He's not spooky. He's not weird, but He's real. But He's not flesh. And He can come on you. And He can move in your life. And we need to not be afraid or alarmed by it at all, but learn how to yield to Him. And eventually he did. It took him a little bit, but after a while he realized this is an anointing to fight, which is what they needed in those. They needed a deliverer from the Philistines. This is an anointing that comes on me for strength. See, this happened different times, and we're not told what they were, so it wasn't significant. But I suspect it had to do with physical activity, because that's how God used him later on. He'd be doing something, and all at once, this incredible strength had come up in him. And he'd go, wow, and everybody around him would go, wow. And they just thought, boy, he's a strong boy. But it wasn't just him being strong. It was the Spirit of the Lord coming on him. And eventually he learned how to yield to that. And learn, instead of being afraid and alarmed, to just go with it. Or y'all hearing some things in here tonight. The same thing will happen with you and I. If we'll pray and yield to the Holy Ghost, if we'll prophesy and yield to the Holy Ghost, and yield, we'll become more aware of Him, and there'll be times in our life He'll move on us. Now, when He does, don't get weird. Don't get spastic. Don't get scared. Don't try to make it into something that it's not. Just realize, oh, it's the Holy Ghost. He's moving. Teach me, Holy Ghost. Show me what to do. Show me how to cooperate. Show me how to yield to you. What's my area? What am I supposed to do? And He will. He will equip you and anoint you and I. And we see that skip down to 14:5. Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnath. And they came to a vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Now that's different than just moving him at times. Are there different degrees of this? The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him. Rent means tore. He tore this lion as you would have a kid, a little bitty goat. And he didn't have anything in his hand. Now, by this time, he is getting the picture, isn't he? There is an anointing in my life for strength. Hallelujah. Skip on down. The men of the city, you know, got his riddle from pressuring his future father-in-law and his wife-to-be that never was. Verse 19, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave it to the guys for the riddle payment. Skip down to 15:14. 15:14, when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands, and he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. There is no way a mortal man could do this unassisted. You'd be fatigued after a few men. 1,000? 1,000? The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Well, if he'd do that for him there, what about you? What about you when your strength is gone? When you're in situations where you need to be a pillar to your family and you need to stand up and believe God, couldn't he quicken you? Couldn't he come on you? Couldn't the strength of the Lord flow up in you? Yes. You shake yourself. And those things are trying to bind you and tie you up. Just break off like burnt rope, like flax. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to Acts 2. We could take more time, but go to Acts 2. Oh, get ready to shout. Get ready to shout. We see through the judges. If we had time and were so inclined, you'll see the prophets. The Bible said Ezekiel, the hand of the Lord came on him. The hand of the Lord. This sometimes the hand of the Lord came mightily on him. But you only see a deliverer here, a judge there, a king here, a prophet here, and you got to realize that all the millions of God's other people, no spirit coming upon. A prophet here and there, a king here and there, a priest, a deliverer. Oh, but Joel. Joel, the prophet, probably, in fact, go back and look at it. Go to Joel. Go to Joel 2. The Spirit of God came on a man named Joel. Oh, hallelujah. And he prophesied. Anybody know what he prophesied? Joel 2:28. Joel prophesied. What did he say? When God says it shall come to pass, what about it? It's going to come to pass. It shall come to pass afterward. And there were a lot of things that happened after that. That I will pour out of my Spirit. Do we know how wonderful this is? I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. What else? What's the next verse? Also upon the servants. Now, we don't hear it like they heard it. But the crowd in those days, when they heard that, they'd have thought, Huh? Servants? Only the king is anointed. Only the prophet is anointed. Servants? Handmaids? This was a shocker to them. They thought, huh? Anybody? Everybody? Upon all flesh. Sons, daughters, servants, handmaids. In those days, in what days? What days? What days? These days, ever since the day of Pentecost, these days.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We haven't appreciated this. We haven't seen and known what God has done for us. We look back in ooh and ah about how the Spirit came on Jephthah and Othniel and Samson, and the Spirit came on Ezekiel, and I'd like to have something like that. You're supposed to be having things. Every man is given the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Every man. Every born again, Spirit filled woman and man, child of God, is supposed to be experiencing the Spirit upon power in our life and day to day, Him moving on us. Moving. We get ready to do something, and here comes the Holy Ghost. We go, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, now I know. Now I can do it. Here's my strength. Anointed. And when people see that, they see the Spirit of God come on us and we know what to do. The Spirit of God come on us and give us the plan. The Spirit of God come on us and give us the strength. They see that power. They see power in our lives. They know it's beyond us. And it is a witness. It's a witness. It's a witness to Jesus. It's a witness to the reality of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me life.